World of Tanks autoloader tips. These are my tips on playing autoloaders in the video game World of Tanks. If you have a long reload, try to use the time to reposition to a different flank, to spot, to pretend to be ready to fire, etc. So if you are, you have a long reload on some maps, what you do is you go somewhere far away, and what you're going to do is surprise the enemy when you get there because they see a new tank suddenly show up. And another thing you can do is you can go spot, like you could find a spotting bush somewhere while you're reloading. You're going to have to become unspotted first and then go into the spotting position. To pretend to be ready to fire means to trick the enemy into thinking that you have another round. Sometimes they'll be afraid and you just slow the game down, move a little bit more slowly, and see if they're afraid, but you're really reloading. If you reposition to another part of the map while reloading, you can surprise the enemy, and then when reloading, return to the original position where you were forgotten. This gives the element of surprise. Works great with the game Frontline. Works great if you have a fast autoloader. I'll use the example with Murovanka. Sometimes you're in the backfield, you go and you get behind somebody, you fire all your shots, they're going to worry about you and come after you. It's better to just run to the other side of the map where the other flank is. You'll be forgotten, and then you surprise the other flank from behind, and then you go back to the first flank, and often they won't follow you. A good player will, but a bad player won't, especially if they got slow tanks. Normally, while reloading, look for a safe space to protect your vehicle. That's obviously a no-brainer. You don't want to reload out in the open. If you have a long reload, you can find a spotting bush and attempt to spot for your team. While you are reloading, most enemy vehicles won't remember or know how many shots you can fire. You can pretend that you are ready to fire even when you aren't. This delays the enemy and gives you more time. The slower the game is, the better it is, the more it's to your advantage because they're not maximizing their DPM. In some cases, an autoloader can kill an enemy tank in one clip. It will take practice, and it will be based on the enemy's hit points. So obviously, I've played autoloaders a lot. It's rare that you have an autoloader and you've got an enemy tank and you can take him out in one clip. However, if he's already got some damage, then it's really easy to do, especially if he's a one-shot. You're taking your chances anytime you go up against another vehicle. However, the odds are on your side that you will win if you have two rounds and he has one and you do the same amount of damage. Pay attention if you only have one round left. If you try to reload, it will take a long time and only load one round. So it's a common mistake where you have one round left and you hit the button to reload and then it's reloading that one round that you had left and then you end up wasting time. Use the C key to start reloading. Learn to reload quickly. What I mean is make the decision to reload quickly so as not to waste any time. So your reload completes faster. It improves your DPM. You want, as soon as you're ready to reload, hit that button to reload because you want to have your full clip reloaded as quickly as possible wherever you are. Autoloaders usually have lower penetration than other vehicles in the game. So I'll use Tier 8 for example. Average penetration is like 215 to 220. Autoloaders are usually going to have less. It's one of the ways they balance the game out. They give the autoloaders lower penetration. There's exceptions, definitely are. Because of the long reload, you will want crew skills, equipment, modules, directives, and consumables that reduce your load time. This would be vents, food consumables, brothers in action, brothers in arms. If you are stationary when firing, equip your vehicle for faster aim time. If you move when firing, equip your vehicle for stabilization. So stabilization is if you do hit and run, and stationary is sniping, it's about aim time. Your vehicle doesn't aim when you're moving. Autoloaders are popular in the frontline game mode. Auto reloaders will allow you to load ammo anytime there is one free slot in the clip. So auto reloaders are constantly reloading. They can act as single fire or as autoloaders. The flexibility makes them preferred over autoloaders. I play, if there's a target, you fire at it. There's some people who say, no, wait till you load the whole clip and then go in. I don't play that way because the enemy tank can leave. So I'm just, you know what? If there's an enemy target, fire at the target and that's it. Last thing you want to do is have a target disappear because you waited and you could have taken them out. Most higher tier French and Italian tanks have autoloaders / auto reloaders. In fact, France has it in every class of vehicle, including SPG. You cannot have two different types of ammo in the clip at the same time. Autoloaders are available in almost every tier. I don't know if there's a tier 1 autoloader, but definitely tier 2 to tier 10, you got autoloaders everywhere. Most autoloaders in the tech tree have optional single fire guns. So for example, I believe it's called the Pantera P-43 Bis. There's probably a single fire gun, and there's probably an autoloader. And the single fire gun has an advantage. If you fire them both as single fire guns in a one-to-one shootout, the single fire gun might win. But when you add the gameplay and people can run and hide, and you can sneak in a reload somewhere, the auto reloader is going to win. Autoloaders work best in slow games and have a disadvantage in a fast-paced game. A slow game means people are not moving that quickly. They're not firing very often. It gives you time to reload. In a fast-paced game, you're going to have problems. I'll use the example with the Fosh B. Maybe it has a 45-second reload. There's going to be games where you're going to fire one clip and that's it, because the game happens so fast. You know that there's games that are like 3 minutes, and you're going to wait 45 seconds. You're going to fire your three shots. A minute has gone by, and then you wait another 45 seconds, and almost 2 minutes have passed, and you're trying to chase down the enemy, and you can't do anything. So fast game is to your disadvantage. Autoloaders work best in open fields, where the enemy cannot hide. You see an enemy and you shoot at him again and again and again and again and again. There's a disadvantage in city maps because the enemy can hide. So you either have to block the enemy from hiding, which you're unlikely to be able to do. You have to play differently. You have to assault vehicles and put yourself at risk when you play on city maps that the enemy doesn't have to do. If it's near the end of the game and you have a long reload, make your way to the enemy cap in case you have to capture the base. Some autoloaders run out of ammo easily, especially in grand battles and frontline. The Bat Chat, I don't remember what it's called. It's like the 45T or something. The Tier 10 medium Bat Chat runs out of ammo. An autoloading tank might still have a loader as part of its crew. The tactics used by an autoloader are different than the tactics used by a single-fire vehicle. So, for example, when you play an autoloader, there's a good chance you have to go around and get to the side or behind the enemy because your allies are playing too, and they're going to be hitting him from the front, and you can't block your allies. And plus, you're going to shoot at the enemy, and he's going to run and hide. You got to chase after him. After you fire all of your ammo, go as far away as possible from the enemy if there is any reason to believe they might come after you. And this is why auto reloaders are good, because you shoot all your rounds and you start running away, and then you and the enemy are both in single fire mode. you can still defend yourself. Look for easy targets such as low hit point vehicles, lower tier vehicles, weakly armored vehicles, which are upgraded every week, and other vulnerable vehicles. They're the victims for autoloaders. Autoloaders have easy targets. If you go after the easy targets, you're gonna have a lot more action. If you think the enemy might run, ram his tracks first with the hull of your vehicle to delay his escape. Double-barrel tanks have auto-reloader mechanisms. They're really good. I like the double-barrel tanks. In some cases, the auto-reloader, you know, keep in mind the double-barrel, you can fire two shots at the same time, which has little benefit. It's just fun to do is all. In some cases, the auto-reloader will load each round faster, and in some cases will load each round slower, depending on the vehicle. There's something called the reverse autoloader. Sometimes you want to reload, but you don't know if you should hold a round in the clip or reload the whole clip. You'll have to decide based on your reload time and what you think the next target will be. It's important to decide immediately so as not to reduce your DPM. Make decisions immediately in the game. Be confident in your skills and decide. Chances are your decision is the right decision, especially if what's in front of you is unknown. So I've got a couple videos over here which are on YouTube. And some of them show gameplay. Some of them show frontline gameplay, which has more tactics, etc. And obviously this video is on YouTube. If it's been a long time since August 2022, you're going to want to come over here and check to see if I've added any more tips. I'm planning on adding more info with screenshots about how the ammo works and more detail and specifications of vehicles, etc. Go to cheapbooks.cc, go to the video game section, look for War Games or World of Tanks, or search for autoloaders. If you have any questions or comments, please post below.